This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. We do live stream, which means you can see us. If that's your thing. My sister came over for dinner last night and she said, we were talking about work, and she said, oh, you have cameras in the studio? I said, well, yeah, we live stream every day. Mm-hmm. You do? I said, do you ever listen to the beginning of the show when every break we come back and I give the phone number and I mention all the live streams? And she said, oh, I just don't pay attention.
Would you like more beans? My goodness.
So, yes, we do live stream if you would like to watch that way, and you can leave comments on the live stream, again, on Facebook, YouTube, and the thing that used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, we are looking forward to being joined by Christy Welch. She's a candidate for the 88th Assembly District here in Wisconsin, one of the seats that could potentially flip.
Yeah.
From Republican to Democrat. This would be a good thing.
It's exciting. This Wisconsin election is very, very exciting. I must say, like, the energy, we've talked about this with Dan Schaefer. We talked about it with candidates Luann Bird, many others. Just the excitement of having fair maps, new maps that allow competition, yeah, as a lot of people enjoy.
What a thought.
Yeah. And to see, I mean, by no means does anyone here think, oh, it's going to be a landslide Democrat blue wave into the Wisconsin State House. That's not what we're looking at, expecting, or calling for, but it's going to be exciting to see in the next year or two what work can get done when there's more at stake.
Exactly. But keep in mind how important the down ballot races are.
Yes.
When you go into the voting booth, or if you're going to go vote early, 8 days. We have 8 days left to election day, so you can still go knock on doors. You can sign up for a canvassing route.
Yep.
You can phone bank if going door to door isn't your thing. And that doesn't work for everybody. And that's fine. You can probably still write some postcards.
Yep.
And most importantly, share what you know.
Yes, indeed.
Share what you know. If people have questions and you feel informed enough, say on the constitutional amendment that is going to be on our ballot, that is on our ballot, then you can explain to them why a no vote is the way to go.
And if you don't have all the facilities to do that, you can simply also say, we can look at the League of Women Voter Wisconsin website together and look at their toolbox on their front page. It talks about why they believe, and we believe, a no vote is actually a step in the right direction for preserving democracy and our right to vote.
And guess what I found over the weekend, Greg Bach?
What did you find?
The very same, with just some different, slightly different wording, same amendment is on the ballot in North Carolina.
What?
I know. House Bill 1074 proposes to amend the North Carolina Constitution to modify the qualifications to vote to only a citizen, as opposed to every person born in the U.S. and every person who has been naturalized.
See, that getting rid of the naturalized language, that makes, I don't think they're going to try to snuff out the voting ability of those who are naturalized, but I think by putting in their version of what safeguards are to make people who are naturalized produce the proof they need to vote, that's what I think, like, that language is going to do. And also, this isn't just about immigrants, naturalized citizens who become citizens, do all the work to become citizens. No easy process. It's also about us who were born here and how those words will affect us. And sorry, ladies, but it's going to probably hurt you first and most.
Well, that was something that they were so adamant that they had to pass the SAVE Act.
Yes.
They had to pass the SAVE Act. And within the SAVE Act, it essentially says that for women who get married and don't go to court to change their name.
Yeah.
And most women don't do that.
No.
Take that extra step to go to court and have your name legally changed to your married name. Most women just start using their married name.
Yeah.
Which then is going to be on their driver's license.
Yeah.
That name isn't going to match the birth certificate.
Once again,
This is about narrowing the window on who is going to be allowed to vote.
A solution in search of a problem.
Exactly. Because this is almost exactly the same thing that's on the Wisconsin ballot.
Yeah.
This measure in North Carolina. Here in Wisconsin, they want to change it from, they want to change one word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. And in my estimation, opens the doorway for tweaking with the definition of only. Who does that include? Who does that exclude? Even more importantly.
And it's whomever they're afraid of most at the time. Honestly, like, and right now they want to paint it that illegal immigrants are voting by the truckloads, by the caravans. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No.
There are so many safeguards in place that simply does not happen.
No, it doesn't.
And it doesn't happen. And the amount of votes it would take to flip an election and the coordination that would require, it just doesn't happen.
No. It's not impossible for a non-citizen or someone who isn't eligible to vote to vote. It's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible.
It happens.
Very rarely.
Now, if we want to talk about voter fraud, that happens too. And if you do the research, you'll see which side is more guilty than others. But also, it's highly improbable, not impossible because nothing's, but highly improbable for a massive just state-by-state conspiracy to defraud the American people in the vote, in the election. It just, there is, we were talking to someone on Pat's show last week and who works in a clerk's office, and they actually go over scenarios in which they could try to possibly commit massive voter fraud. Not just like, oh, I'm a
couple
non-citizen, blah, blah, blah. Every time they talk about it, they always say it breaks down somewhere in the middle because there's just, as you said, so many safeguards, so many protections, and people's reputations on the line too.
Yes.
You know, people, if they find out that they're, you know, somewhere in North Carolina, there's a whole county where it's just illegal, just a huge conspiracy, that clerk is going to go to jail. And do you think they really want to sacrifice their life, sacrifice their career
and their life?
To elect a guy president? I don't think so. It's just not a thing.
No, it's not. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Karina from Milwaukee on the line. Good morning, Karina. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. You know, all this talk about birth certificates, it's just downright ridiculous. I don't have a birth certificate in this country at all. I wasn't born in this country, but I waited for 4 years until Washington approved all our family, risking our life, livelihood, money, where you live, anything. We could have gone to jail because we wanted to move to United States. It's a post-USSR country. And when I talk to a natural Americans who were born here, they don't even require, you guys don't even require to have a test and know your history to become a citizen. I had to do that.
Yep.
I had to learn the language. I had to go through all the testing and waiting for a green card and not being able to move. I don't have to have a passport. I just have to have an ID. My name was changed through the naturalization. This is not fair. I did everything what I've been asked of.
Yep. And Karina, I'm sure you know more about our civics than most of us know.
Yeah.
Again, because of the process, the long process that you had to go through to become a naturalized citizen.
Yeah. There. It is so insulting to me that people would accuse undocumented immigrants or people who are working their way through the system to become citizens of this, because there's so much on the line for them.
Yes.
And illegal voting isn't even close to like the thing they're probably worrying the most about. They're worrying about other things, and to use them as the target. Such an easy target for people to utilize. And it just, I mean, and listening to Karina, listening to her voice, like, I hope they're all that upset, and I hope they're talking to their friends. Sharing what you know.
Michaela from West Bend texting in, listening on WAUK. Illegal immigrants are not voting. They aren't going to do anything to draw attention to themselves. It's counterintuitive. Absolutely, Michaela. Yeah. You are absolutely right. Yeah. Why on earth, if you are here illegally, are you going to risk everything to cast one vote?
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
And if you disagree with us, you can call. But guess what? We want proof. We would like some good old-fashioned proof, because that's what always seems to be missing from that pudding, is the proof.
Well, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, know intuitively, Greg, that millions of people are voting who shouldn't be. They just can't prove it.
And as Ron Johnson on this very network said last week, we all know that Democrats are cheaters.
Oh, we just know that.
It's inherent. Like, they're the ones cheating. We know it.
It just is.
Yeah. So let's go home, everybody. Pack it in. We'll come back in 2028 and try again.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. 8 days.
Make sure you vote. Make sure you have a plan to vote. We're going to talk about early voter turnout.
Yes.
I did go and vote after the show on Friday.
I'm voting tomorrow.
Good. It felt really good. It took about 30 minutes. Went pretty quick. Make sure you say thank you to the poll workers.
Please and thank yous.
Because these folks are getting death threats now.
Yes.
They don't deserve that.
And I'm telling you right now, when you do that, when you thank them and you look them in the eye and thank you for everything you're doing, that lights their day up. Because they're not getting a lot of thank yous.
Also, do not wear campaign merch to cast your ballot.
Yeah.
We'll explain why. When we return, you can always join us, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Just don't know what else to do about it. Jesus. Jesus.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call, text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Yes, we do live stream every single day, sister. On Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter. Don't forget, early voting is underway across the state. If you have questions about what's on the ballot, if you have other questions just in general, go to civicmedia.us/vote. And then just a reminder, next Tuesday, so a week from tomorrow, we will have special election night coverage starting at 6 o'clock. That will be Peach Wabba and I.
Yeah.
Peach Wabba and me. from 6 to 8.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
Numerous other reporters, and we're going to be talking to a whole bunch of people who are going to be stationed at different campaigns.
Will I be there too?
You are also going to be there, Greg Bach.
We're
going to
be in Madison, baby.
We're going to be in Madison. So that will start next Tuesday at 6 p.m. as the results roll in. Civic Media reporters and hosts will have everything you need to know. So join us for our election night special coverage next Tuesday, starting at 6 o'clock. Before we went to the break, we were talking about a constitutional amendment that, curiously, is very similar to one that is on the Wisconsin ballot.
Wow.
They want to change one word from every U.S. citizen can vote to only U.S. citizens can vote. And the one in North Carolina is very, very similar. The wording is slightly different.
Yeah.
I voted no. I voted on Friday. I voted no. To me, this is just a way, again, for them to narrow the definition of who qualifies as a U.S. citizen.
It starts here, and then the next time, and then the next time.
And the definition will get narrower and narrower and narrower.
Yep. And then one day you'll be squeezed out of it because
it's very possible.
You do not fit the description as of an American.
And speaking of North Carolina, this came out last week, and we just didn't have time to get around to it. The chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Andy Harris, who's from Maryland.
Yeah.
Andy Harris said that Republican lawmakers in North Carolina should be allowed to choose the swing state's presidential electors. He essentially said, you know, in North Carolina, because they were just destroyed by Hurricane Helene and Milton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said that the legislature should appoint their electors. Andy Harris embracing the idea for North Carolina because of concerns that voting now is more difficult in the state. Quote, in North Carolina, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you statistically can go and say, hey, look, you got disenfranchised in 25 counties. You know what the vote would probably have been.
Intuitively.
Which would be, if I were in the legislature, that's enough to go, yeah, we should convene the legislature. We can't disenfranchise those voters. Let's just give the electors to Donald Trump.
Well, okay. So let's apply that logic to another state that has frequent natural disasters. California. Wildfires. Earthquakes.
Floods. Mudslides.
Mudslides. There's a lot of people, Jane, affected by this. A lot of counties in California affected. But why don't we just allow
Just take them.
Just Kamala, you've heard it here. We're saying this breaking news. Kamala Harris takes California by default line.
Because she probably would win.
Exactly.
She would probably win anyway.
And thank you, Representative Harris, for this wonderful idea that all came from you. We took this idea and we ran with it. We ran west. And we're going to, you know, take their 34 votes.
Harris wonders, how do you make this argument in other states? I mean, otherwise it looks like it's just a power play. Yeah. In North Carolina, I mean, it's legitimate. I mean, there are a lot of people who aren't going to get to vote, and it may make the difference in that state. Then it would seem to me that you would increase your voter outreach efforts and increase access to drop boxes and things.
Yes.
Things like that in order to help facilitate these folks cast their ballots.
But let us keep an eye on those states. Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, the ones hit hard by the hurricanes. I want to see between now and especially on Tuesday what their turnout is, because I think that even though There's no discussion on the devastation that they've faced, but they also understand that this election is important. And even if they're voting for Donald Trump, I have a feeling that they are going to come out and show their pride in being an American and casting their ballot.
And just as a reminder as well, folks, the recovery there is going to be ongoing for a very long time.
Yeah.
So if you haven't yet, go give blood.
Mm-hmm.
That always helps.
Yeah.
Make a donation to the Red Cross or World Central Kitchen.
Yeah.
And they're on the ground there. I see their videos almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and help those folks out. I don't care who they're voting for.
Yeah.
They're fellow Americans.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if they're not Americans. They're humans.
They deserve some help.
Yep.
They deserve some help. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, boy, that was something at Madison Square Garden yesterday.
It was almost like a I don't know, a throwback to a rally I saw pictures of nearly 100 years ago.
Yeah, that rally was in black and white.
Oh, my God. Black and white, but let me tell you, it was just so murkin.
Yeah. And we're going to wrap things up. We're going to lighten it up next hour. We will wrap things up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Tortoise Edition.
Oh, it's a slow-moving
one. Oh, good one. News is next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind.
But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. This number is the same. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Todd Alba is back on the road this week. Todd kicking off the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. He will be traveling with Trygve Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Todd also has the chance to share an interview he had with Mark Cuban. He talked to Mark Cuban over the weekend, got a real last-minute opportunity to talk to him. So good on you, Todd. Talk about why Mark Cuban is supporting Kamala Harris for president, his company, which is Cost Plus Drugs.
Yeah.
And other things. So listen to Todd today. Great show. Great guy. Noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we went to the news, we were talking about the fact that there is no evidence of non-citizens voting being a problem. Go vote early.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way. Otherwise, make a plan to vote on November 5th. But WISN Upfront had a great piece over the weekend where they actually take you through the whole ballot Dropbox process. And so they travel with these city workers as they go to these boxes. There are special seals on these boxes. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of steps and processes to make sure that nothing untoward is happening with these ballots. And I highly suggest that you watch this. If you have someone in your life who is going on and on and on about voter fraud and it's all voter fraud, we'll put this in the show notes. It's not that long.
No.
You can sit down together and take a look at it. There is no massive voter fraud.
No
matter what Mike Johnson says and how they know this happens intuitively. Yeah, no, yeah, it doesn't.
No. Anyone who's ever mentioned, hey, have you seen 2,000 Mules? Show them this.
You can't find 2,000 Mules anymore.
Oh, you can find it.
A study of the 2016 election by the Brennan Center for Justice found that across 12 states, there were 30 incidents of suspected non-citizens voting, which got referred for further investigation. That is out of 20.5 million votes. So that's 0.0001% of the votes.
If you look up Brennan Center for Justice and type in voter fraud, they have been doing work on this for a long time. I used one of their most famous reports ever in college talking about this matter, about voter fraud, and that it had to do with voter ID, that you the scourge of right. voter ID isn't something that exists. Therefore, we don't need voter ID. It's a form of suppression and it's a form of intimidation. And I'm sure the Brennan Center would about to be writing about other things at this point, but we got to keep talking about it because we have these leaders, elected leaders and celebrities saying they're trying to steal the election. They are not.
No, they're not. The Wisconsin Election Commission, and this is out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Wisconsin Election Commission has been made aware of 4 alleged cases of election fraud related to citizenship since 2015. 4.
Let's shut it all down, Jane.
Since 2015.
Four.
Yeah. But again, check out our show notes after the show is over. Greg does a great job.
Thank you.
You do. And look for that link to the WISN upfront piece on inside the ballot drop box process. And I think you'll find it. I think you'll find it really useful.
Yeah. We had last week, Earl was lucky enough to interview Ron Johnson.
He did interview Ron Johnson. Did a really good job.
Did a really good thing. And one of the things Ron Johnson talked about was the fact that it's obvious that the Democrats are the cheaters. They are the cheaters. They're the ones who want to steal the election. I don't know if that's true, Jane. Is there anything in the news lately that's talking about that?
That the Democrats are cheating?
Yeah, or maybe that Republicans also are trying to voter fraud.
You talking about yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes. There was a rally yesterday.
Yeah.
At Madison Square Garden. Wow.
Yeah, the swing state of New York.
Wow. It's an interesting closing message. If you're trying, and obviously I don't believe that they're trying to appeal to undecided voters anymore.
No.
And I don't believe that the Trump campaign is trying to appeal to independents anymore. It's about riling up the base.
Yeah. I think they let independents go when they realized that RFK Jr. Endorsement wasn't the box of gold they thought it was going to be from the beginning.
Now he wants to put RFK in charge of health.
Oh, yes. Make America
all things
healthy
health.
Again.
Make America healthy again. RFK Jr., the guy, as a reminder, who has admitted to cutting off the head of a dead whale and tying it to the roof of his car. That guy.
That's some crazy rich guy behavior right there.
That's who we want to put in charge of our health and our food safety. I'm not so sure about that. But we have a compilation of clips, Calvin, from yesterday's rally at Madison Square Garden.
And I want to warn really quick before you play this, Calvin. It's not language. It's just you may find some of the things that are being said offensive and hurtful because they went for the throat.
They said
the quiet part so loud. Calvin, go ahead.
You know something, Trump maniacs? I don't see no stinking Nazis in here.
Check.
I don't see no stinking domestic terrorists in here.
Cool black guy with a thing on his head. What the hell is that, a lampshade? Look at this guy. Oh my goodness. I'm just kidding. That's one of my buddies. He had a Halloween party last night. We had fun. We carved watermelons together. It was awesome.
Oh.
In fact, she is the devil, whoever screamed that out. She is the Antichrist.
There's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there.
This country was built on hard work, added value, and talent, not on equal outcome, not on DEI.
Who was that last guy?
Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil. He's still alive. He's so glad.
And, you know, an Oprah hire.
That didn't even include the really angry talk show radio guy.
Yeah.
Who was dropping F-bombs left and right.
Yeah.
It was very angry.
It didn't include Congressman Byron Donalds, who said that on his watch, boys will not go to school and come home girls.
But it's because they're not doing that now because that doesn't happen. Calvin?
Yeah, it also didn't include the one, let's call it Freudian slip, of the guy who talked about that he was just in Israel talking to Bibi Netanyahu.
That's the same guy.
And yeah, and now he's speaking at a Nazi rally. Who would have thought?
Yeah, he said that out loud. He said that out loud. I was invited to speak at a Nazi rally. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this just go. I mean, like you said, they're not trying to convince undecideds or independents. They're going where they're going to be liked. And yeah, Donald Trump can fill MSG because he's a New York institution. People are going to go see him. It's probably a free ticket. Of course he'll go there, but that's not where he should be. He should be in states like Georgia and Arizona and North Carolina, but he's not.
Well, and he's in a state where, and in a city where there is a very large Puerto Rican population.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they're going to continue this winning strategy of going to places where they need these votes and then insulting those voters, because that seems to be a really smooth plan.
Well, right after it happened, people like Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, Ricky Martin, Rosie Perez all came out and just like, what are you doing right now? Why are you choosing? Why are you doing that? And granted, it wasn't the president who said this, but you put that jackwad on stage. His name is Tony Hinchcliffe, who's so unfunny he had to create a game show to make himself popular. But he says those things. There are over 5 million Puerto Rican and of Puerto Rican descent individuals living in this country right now. And a lot of them are voters.
Well, and a lot of them are in New York City.
Yep.
There's also a big population in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And there's a big Puerto Rican population in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. So was he just kidding, folks? Are we taking this too? Are we too sensitive?
855-752-4842. If you want to join the conversation, John from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, John. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hey, so first of all, independent, I think I've called you before. So I watched that last night, and the Puerto Rican thing was stupid. I've been there. Old San Juan's beautiful. The rest of the country, it's not a country, sorry.
What is it?
Needs work, like every place else. Having said that, seriously, you just asked the question, are you taking it too serious? Absolutely, yes, everyone is. I watch Morning Joe. I watch both sides to see who's taking what. I mean, seriously, people.
Well, John, I'm going to stop you right there. First of all, Puerto Rico is a country. Second of all, what do you mean we're taking it too seriously, the whole thing? Like, I'm talking about the fact that he called an island full of people who are voters, taxpayers, go to war for our country.
Have died for our country.
Who are Americans living there, living in a pile of garbage. That sucked. And calling Kamala Harris the Antichrist and the devil is just...
You don't find that over the top at all, John? Tucker Carlson called her a Samoan-Malaysian low IQ candidate.
I guess I can't talk.
No, go ahead, talk.
Go ahead.
We were talking first.
But you're fine with all that stuff.
Did you not hear what I said? I said it was a stupid joke. It wasn't a good joke. But this Hitler thing. Okay, my grandfather fought for Hitler. He was in the German army. Having said that, he knows fascism. He's passed away. What you're doing on your show and other shows, you took the bait from last night. They were making fun of you and your shows. And seriously, I didn't know who I was going to vote for. The only reason I am going to vote for Trump in early vote is because shows like yours and other shows.
Well, then you're welcome, John. I'm glad we were able to help you make a decision since you were so conflicted. So go forth. Vote.
And way to use your vote for a joke, apparently, I guess. Thanks a lot for calling, John. We really appreciate all the things you bring to the table.
He actually said the same thing to Todd Alba, that it's because of us. It's because of all of us that there are Trump voters.
John is much an independent as I am a professional horse jockey. So
Tom from L.A. is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. First off, people, it's between a dictatorship and democracy. That's what this election is about. And if you, John, want to go ahead and, you know, vote that way, then apparently you're not that serious of a voter in the first place. But I do respect the fact that you do have the right to vote in this country. I wanted to actually say, Jane, I was actually really excited this weekend when I was phone banking for wisdoms.org. That I actually finally got to get into Kristen Lierley's area in Green Bay in that area. And it was just fun. It was fun to say, you know, get out there and vote for Kristen and how great she is, because I've learned about how great she is from your show.
She's wonderful.
And educated myself. So I just recommend everybody get out there that's in the Green Bay area and then Kristen Lierley's area, please just vote for her, because she is incredible, as we all know.
She's wonderful.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Tom. I really appreciate it.
I just think it's funny that the people in New York at Madison Square Garden were making fun of us.
I didn't realize we were that influential.
Calvin, did you have any idea that we were such influencers influencing the influences of others? I mean, we are just... John from Milwaukee, thank you.
Thank you so much
for bringing that to
me. We feel so good about ourselves now. It's like, wow.
Calvin, what do you have to say about our newfound power and glory?
I mean, I knew that I already was seeing on social media that we took the bait. So I'm not surprised that this is the reaction. But yeah, John's clearly not an independent.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the best. Statewide, countrywide, and global on the app, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Greg, I had to put on the right headphones.
You know what? Not nice.
Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, our guest is going to be Christy Welch. She is running in the 88th Assembly District here in Wisconsin. Going to find out how things are going for Christy out on the trail and what she's hearing when she knocks on doors. I always love to hear what the candidates are hearing about and what is cutting through with voters. But before we went to break, we were talking about the Trump rally yesterday at Madison Square Garden. Donald Trump also on Friday night spent 3 hours, 3 hours talking to very popular podcaster Joe Rogan.
That sentence was awesome.
But it's true.
Yes, he's a very popular podcaster and he is Joe Rogan. That's not even the longest one he's done. That's the thing, Jane. I know you've never listened to an episode and you're right by doing that. But he has like 4 hour conversations with people.
Wow.
And the fact that he had just three hours, I'm surprised it wasn't a two-parter clocking in around 5 hours.
Well, I didn't watch all 3 hours of it.
Yeah.
But there was a point where Donald Trump was talking about the 2020 election, of course, and us here in Wisconsin. Calvin, if you're ready, let's play that clip from Joe Rogan and Donald Trump from Friday evening, please.
It was the most crooked election.
Okay, but give me some examples of how.
Well, let's start okay. on the top and the easy ones.
Okay.
They were supposed to get legislative approval to do the things they did, and they didn't get it. In many cases, they didn't get it.
What things?
Anything.
Legislative made, approval
like
of...
for extensions of the voting, for voting earlier, for this, right. all different things. By law, they had to get legislative approvals. You don't have to go any further than that. If you take a look at Wisconsin, they virtually admitted that the election was rigged, robbed, and stolen.
No.
They wouldn't give access in certain areas to...
To what?
The ballots, because the ballots weren't signed. What? They weren't originals. They were... We could go into this stuff. We could go into the ballots, or we could go into the overall. I'll give you another one.
Are you going to present this ever?
Let me just give you one more before. 51.
Now he's talking about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Come up. That the laptop.
Calvin, you can pot that. We don't need to hear the rest of that. So many questions. We denied them access to the ballots because they weren't the original ballots and they weren't signed. Well, if they weren't original ballots, weren't we right in keeping people from using not original ballots?
Yes.
I'm trying to follow the argument here.
Also, the legislative thing, like they needed legislative approval to.
Well, it was the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Yeah, this is not the United States government does not legislate on statewide on the states on their elections. The state takes care of their elections.
Right.
So there's another one where you're like, huh? I'm like seriously very confused by the whole thing because. He has nowhere to go. Joe Rogan. I don't want to say Joe Rogan calls him out because that's not what Joe Rogan does. He just asks the question of, are you ever going to present this? Stumbly. And he's like, but did you guys ever hear Hunter Biden's laptop? Let's talk about that for a moment.
Well, yeah. And then he comes back with trying to talk about these 51 agents and Hunter Biden's laptop and then does the weave back around to he tells Joe Rogan. I lost Wisconsin by, no, wait, I didn't lose, but I lost Wisconsin by 20,000, 22,000 votes. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
That was the result. And Joe Rogan laughed in his face.
And those results were clarified and solidified.
And certified.
Certified and backed up by the popcorn king himself. I'm going to keep saying that because there's none more Republican in the state, I think, than that man. And when he says the Wisconsin elections are safe, secure, and they're over and they lost, done. Moving on.
Let's not forget, we, the taxpayers of Wisconsin, paid over $1 million to Michael Gableman to chase down this obvious, apparently, voter fraud. And he came up with bupkis.
I love that word.
Nothing. Zippo, zero, nada.
Zilch?
Zilch.
Yeah.
That was a waste of our money to encourage Michael Gableman to go chase this down. And then when he started embarrassing Robin Voss by his lack of results, then Robin fired him.
Yeah.
And then that's what started the whole recall about recalling Robin Voss.
Two times recall.
Two times.
Sorry. That was very funny to me. But don't worry, guys. He's still voting for Trump. He's still a snake. I mean, a popcorn king snake. But, you know.
But he doesn't necessarily have to be assembly speaker anymore.
No. And every time I hear someone say that, I get happy. I start believing a little bit more and a little bit more in dreams and possibilities.
If you are tired of the inaction of our legislature in Wisconsin, we can make that change this election.
Yes.
We can switch out some of those House Republicans.
Yeah.
And so they actually, I don't know, have to like listen to their constituents. It's crazy.
Give them a full year vacation.
A permanent vacation.
There it is.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk to Christy Welch. She will be joining us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And I'm so sick of
I can't.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.